Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, how good's footy?
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Trinities. Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ.
Delicious, boys.
I'm fucking full, Sean. I don't know how much more roast I can take. I mean,
no,
I'll take it.
No. I can take 10 more, 15 10 more. More weeks of this shit.
Boys, you know what? Looks like meat's back on the menu.
Oh, shit. I had a look at, we've mentioned this email in the past. Yeah. We haven't covered it on the show yet, but it's Jason who sent us the history of our roast and toast Trinity. I looked it up using his stats.
Yes.
We've never had a double.
What?
Have we never gone back to back?
We've never gone back to back roast.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
This is historic.
Ever. Yeah.
His thing went up to 2000. A few weeks back. So I don't think we've had one in the last couple of weeks.
No.
So yeah, this
haven't.
Is it. This is it. This first one.
Essendon's fourth or fifth win of the year.
Yep. First time.
Jeez. That is.
That's fucked.
Insane.
Can't wait to do it for a third time next week.
And he's. Oh.
I'm hyperventilating.
Stress has got to me.
In order to do that, though, there's going to have to be an ambush.
Oh, big time. Flat track bullies are going to fucking cop it. That's what I'm hearing.
Fuck.
But
I mean, boys.
There's a team to do it.
Yeah.
Hey, we've just seen him ambush the world.
Should we start, as we always do?
With the primetime game?
With primetime.
Yeah, primetime.
Primetime.
The primetime slot. The traditional primetime slot of
4:40 Sunday afternoon.
North Melbourne, the pioneers of primetime footy.
Yeah, the kings.
Yeah.
Been usurped by some new primetime kings.
Ooh.
Tell you what, Essendon, fucking hell.
Mm.
I was saying this off air before, so we'll get to the result in 1 second. I mean, you can obviously tell that Essendon won. It was a roast Trinity. Yeah. But in the way that they won, Jesus Christ. Anyway, one thing that started to happen this season is like Essendon have always, in the last 10 years, been shit on by the media. And like a lot of it is justified in the sense of like, yes, there was a drug scandal. So yeah, the media is going to be like, fuck those guys. But then like every year, it's always just been like Essendon should make push for finals. No, they're fucked it. Fuck them. They're a dog shit team full of idiots. Fuck Essendon. This year, though, Essendon are performing, like, if you look at the wins and losses, probably performing slightly worse than they have the last couple of years. But because we have done basically a one-year rebuild, but recruited some of the most exciting young players that are in the league at the moment, every single article about Essendon is now like, fucking hell, those Bombers, they're young, and they're still a couple of years off premiership contention, but fucking hell, geez, they're looking exciting.
Also, I think the nature of two of your wins have been enormous.
Well,
like you've annihilated two teams.
And at least one of your losses. Well, no, like Sydney was a close loss, wasn't it?
We lost three.
And the Giants?
We've lost.
And Hawthorn.
We've lost three games by under a goal.
Mate, you could be third on the ladder.
We lost to Carlton by, I think, 16 points, but they kicked two goals late.
Yeah.
And I think we also lost. There's only been two teams that have blown us away.
Yes.
So Brisbane just left us for dead. And Port Adelaide, which was also the same game where Draper, Scheel, and Caldwell all got injured. Fellas that, tell you what.
Pretty handy players.
Yeah.
Although, Joel, I got a question for you. Where does Dylan Scheel fit into this superstar midfield?
Where do any of them fit?
Yeah, that's the... So Essendon beat North Melbourne in a danger game. One of the... I was shitting myself. Absolutely shitting.
More so than every other week.
Well, the same amount as every other week, but also maybe the shits were more intense.
Yeah.
Because we were the favourites, which is not a position I like to be in. But Essendon won, boys.
How much, Joel?
By 72 points. In Essendon's highest score against North Melbourne since 2001, when Essendon came back from 69 points down at halftime to win.
One of the greatest games of all time. Fuck.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Essendon kicked 22-9.
Oh,
that is unheard of.
That is the most cum-worthy stat.
I tell you what, I know.
Oh,
fuck
my
it
God.
22-9 to 10-9, they had more inside 50s.
Whoa.
How many goal kickers for you?
13.
Fuck.
Three players kicked three.
Who were they?
It was Tipper, who kicked Magic. Two party time goals at the end.
Yeah.
He was absolutely fucking... The pressure he was putting in the forward line, though, he wasn't making an impact on the scoreboard, but very, very, very good up forward, obviously. I'm not the first person to talk up Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody.
People wrote a song about him.
They did. Peter Wright.
2 meter Peter.
2 meter penis.
My man. My man in my fantasy team. At quarter time, I think he was on 5 points.
Yeah. Sean, I saw that and I was worried for you, mate.
And I was about to spew, and then he just was like, oh, I'm just going to drop another 100. What a legend.
And then Harry Jones.
Yeah.
Mr. Paul Dano himself.
The BH.
Kicked three straight. Hooker kicked two goals, three. Thanks. Just helping out the nine, the 22-9.
Nick Cox got two, I think.
Yeah, Cox kicked two.
Does he get the rising star this week? Surely. It's coming.
It was huge early.
It was, no, he.
They haven't announced it yet, have they?
No, they did. It's not Cox. It was.
I know. I can't think who it was, but.
Some guy.
From the Giants, yeah?
It was.
No, that wouldn't be Tom Green. He's already had it.
He's already had it, has he?
Yeah. Nah. Oh, no, it was Waitman for the Bulldogs.
Fair enough.
Energize
a bunny.
We'll get to him.
We will get to him.
There was a lot happening this weekend in footy. Because we've spoken about how, like...
He belongs in Essendon.
Don't...
No, he's a good boy, though.
No, he's got a fair bit of...
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see when he got paid?
We'll get to him. Okay. We'll get to him.
There was this very funny, very cheeky footage.
You will
emerged.
Love it. You will love it.
I saw, I mean, let's just talk about it. He got a free and then a huge fight broke out and he just cheekily just sort of ran away with it.
He got a 50 and as he's getting up off the ground, he gets pushed to the ground and he kind of looks all bewildered because he's been pushed over. Picks the ball up. The minute he picks it up, does the cheekiest grin in the world. Just like, fucking got him.
Tell you what, good boy. Because he got pushed very late. But I tell you what, he fucking...
Put a bit of mayo.
Put
a bit of rants on it.
He made sure he got pushed too.
Good on him.
He could smell a 50 before the free was even made.
He's like, oh, if I'm enough of a fuckhead, this guy's going to push me and I'll get to kick a goal.
No, but I think he fits in at the Bulldogs.
He's perfect.
Yeah.
But you could see him in a sash.
Yeah.
Just like, it was just, and I know North Melbourne are...
Shithouse?
Yes. Objectively a bad team this year.
Fucking pumped after their first win.
I would have...
Pumped again, after Nob's birthday?
Huge danger game.
Yeah.
Because Essendon, patchy.
I contemplated changing my tip.
You did?
Yeah.
Privately.
And then I looked at the teams and went, I can't do it. I can't justify that.
Imagine, though, if you had it, but then you just...
Yeah, I would have thrown up.
Looked down the barrel of copping a 72-point
Didn't do it. Got 8 out of 9 into the top 20.
Whoa!
Yeah. Coach Carter.
He's on the move.
He's flying.
Remind us me about footy tips, because I noticed we haven't actually done an update on the ladder for a really long time. Okay. There's a lot of movers and shakers.
We don't have to.
There's some names that I don't even recognize.
Amazing Bagman's right in the mix.
Oh, yeah. He's right up there again.
He's always sniffing about.
Yeah, he's...
Yep. And Tom's usually sniffing about around the 100th mark.
I think I'm in triple figures.
Yeah. No, I looked. You're 93rd.
I might have bounced back up after this weekend. I've had a couple of dire weeks.
Yeah.
There was one point a couple of weeks ago where all three of us were on the same amount of tips.
Yep. Now things I think changed. I'm about seven ahead of Tom.
Yeah, and you're two. Yeah. You because you gained two on me this week.
Mm.
Fucking hell. Anyway, yeah. Essendon. That was so exciting. That was so quick. Chaos. Big time chaos.
You'd be the highest scoring team now, right? Or maybe
still,
the Bulldogs.
Still second behind Bulldogs.
Yeah.
But that's fucked.
Yeah, that is fucked.
Our
Your percentage is 105, I think.
105 and we're 11th. It's, if we were to rank the ladder on
percentage.
Probably
the 8th best, is it?
7th.
7th. Yeah, oh, you're ahead of the West Coast Eagles, right?
No, ahead of Giants.
And West Coast?
West Coast 109.
Oh, okay.
So.
But if you're 7th, who else are you ahead of?
Sorry. You're right. Yes. Yep. 8th. Yeah. I did bad math.
Oh, 8th. Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Gotcha. Still. Good time to be an Essendon fan.
I'll tell you what. There's a game coming up in 2 weeks where I was a bit worried about it. But
What's
now,
the game? Oh.
Bit of a.
Magic time.
Dream
time. Oh.
Because.
Dream time, magic time.
You got to go to that, mate.
Essendon are on 16 points.
Yep. Richmond are on 20.
On 20. Essendon, I don't think. Well, look, now we're starting to get into dangerous territory where we've pumped the bottom of the ladder team and I'm thinking finals. But we're tickling the fucking toes of the eight at the moment.
You can only beat who's in front of you.
We're only one game out of the eight all of a sudden, which is fucked.
And the bottom 2 8 teams, very gettable.
Especially when we play one of them next week.
I feel like 6-1. Harder to get, but 7 and 8, gettable.
Who's 6th?
Sydney.
Eh, gettable for the Bombers.
Not for you guys.
Nah.
I just think history kills you.
No, but they're so close.
Just one cheeky goal, Tom.
Yeah. Who's 5th?
Port.
Mate. Are you talking gettable for the whole league or for Essendon?
I think for, oh, you know what? No, I think
Port
for
are
the
shaky.
League. Yeah, but they thumped them.
Yeah, but also we had 3. It was the second game.
True.
Times have changed.
Yeah.
Confidence is up.
Because like Hawthorn also beat this Essendon. That would not happen again.
Sure. No, it wouldn't.
We're playing them again.
Good.
Justice. but yeah, no, I'm
they
very
can hear
excited.
The footsteps, Joel.
Oh, oh boy.
They'll be looking at results like this and being like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, just even the fact like we don't have Stringer at the moment and we're still kicking 22-9.
It's fucked.
What's going on?
Don't know, mate.
Yeah, Truck, so happy he's there. Was worried at the end of last season when there was a lot of talk that everyone hates Truck, but maybe it's Woosha that sucks shit.
I think it's that one.
Heppel coming out and saying this is the closest the team's been in years.
Oh, that's what you want to hear.
Yeah. From the captain.
That's great.
Because he's looking at that midfield and he's barely playing in the midfield. He's looking at that midfield and he's being like, it's not about me.
Oh
yeah, yeah. Well, fucking Heppel's all big speeches and putting himself on half back now.
See, I never picked him as a speech man, but this year he's just let rip.
Yeah,
I think he watched any given Sunday in the preseason.
And the Mighty Ducks.
I mentioned the speech where
and Coach Carter
after the loss. I think it was the Carlton loss.
He was like, "Be where?" No, no, it was,
I don't know. It was the
Giants one or one of them. The one on one pointers, like the close ones.
Yeah, I think it was the Giants one because they were like, they're a great team and we really took it to them. And he was just like pointing at individual players and like, you did this and it was huge. You did this and it was sick.
Oh, I love that so much.
And at the time we were like, oh, I wonder if the message would have got through though. It did.
Oh.
It did.
Loud and clear.
Are you excited for like what I imagine happening like when you make the finals this year and win your first final and they come back to the rooms and Heppel's done something huge to get him over the line, but he's just like doesn't know what to say. And one of the young players gets up and is like, Dyson, mate, you did this, and it was huge.
Oh, fucking and then up. On grand final day when you win, and they announce the Norm Smith, and they just go, fuck it, it's Joe Watson.
Joe wins the Norm.
Joe would be voting with, like, Channel 7, and he just puts himself down 20 votes.
Fucking gobbled a fire nah, shit.
He manages to do it because Lee Matthews can't remember any Essendon players except for Joe.
Yeah.
So one thing that I think really demonstrates like what's going on with the team at the moment, McGrath was running it like just straight, like just absolutely bolting up to the forward 50. He just put the brakes on a bit, just chip pass to a younger player. I can't remember if it was Nick Cox or if it was, might have been Archie Perkins or someone. It was a young first year player and he was like, have a shot. Might have actually been Nick Hind, who also kicked a goal,
yeah.
Who is having a fucking enormous year as well.
Yeah. Adam who?
That's a very good point.
Yeah, he's the budget businessman.
Yes. Ridley was just looking at the accounting as being like, we can save a lot of money here, we get the same results. Hine just shot him a cheeky wink. It was all happening. But yeah, and then the commentators revealed that McGrath's kicked one goal this year.
Oh,
and Merritt's kicked two.
Shit.
Merritt, most goal assists in the league.
Oh, more than Hawkins?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's big because Hawkins loves goal assists.
It happened in this game. Like, fuck. He passed it off to someone. And, like, they were like, the commentators then had a moment to be like, is that a worrying sign that they're two of the midfielders aren't kicking goals? They're like, they don't need them to. That's, if you're leading with goal assists.
That's fucking wild.
That's big. Yeah,
one and two. Like one goal and two
coming
goals.
Into the season, I think it was like, well, who's going to kick Essendon's goals? You need the midfield to help out. Midfield's not doing anything.
Yeah, they don't. The
well, they're helping, like, but with assists.
They're helping in a more meaningful way.
Fuck.
They're helping in a way that would make Dyson Heppel say, you did that and that was huge.
Oh, mate.
Heppel at half back is big. Oh, sound that felt good to say. Mm. Heppel at half back.
Yeah. Something about that.
Yeah.
Kangaroos have got Zeeble. Brisbane have got Rich. Tommy Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
It's all happening.
So we'll move backwards. Big win from Essendon, obviously. I'm very excited about it. So Sunday, unfortunately, also had a close game that was one of the worst games of football I've ever seen.
Yeah. The only good thing about this game was that Collingwood were massive smart asses about the game going into it and did what Collingwood love to do, which is play really good for a quarter and then die.
Love it.
Port Adelaide, my brother's a Port Adelaide man, as we know. He was talking to me today and he's like, we were so bad, they should have beat us by 10 goals and we won by a point.
So yeah, Collingwood played Port Adelaide, the MCG, Port won by a point. Dane Swan tweeted at quarter time when the score was 19-1. Hey, is a point a good score for a quarter of footy, asking for a lot of Adelaide friends?
And Port Adelaide replied at the end of the game.
Being like, handy point.
Did you also see Collingwood's banner?
Yes.
They are so hung up on this whole prison bars thing.
They should have fucking worn it. They should have. Oh, no, you know what? They couldn't. We've discussed this last week. After the controversy of, which they sorted, and it seems like everything ended up being okay.
It did. They did they probably one of well. The best things I've seen a club do around that stuff. Normally clubs can be a bit shit on that, but they did a good job.
Pains me to say this because I think Port Adelaide are a pack of cunts as an organisation, but I think they're a little classier than wearing that jumper.
Correct.
In the Collingwood game.
It was literally.
It's
they
something
wear
Collingwood
it for,
would do.
Yeah. Yeah. They want to wear it for showdowns.
Yeah, I think they're probably on their best behaviour. They want to be able to bring this up again.
Correct, for the next showdown,
yeah,
which will be later this year.
Which is why Ken Hinckley talked about how he respects them and stuff at the end. Disappointing, Ken.
Yeah, disgusting, Ken.
He tried to leave that press conference about 8 times.
What's the deal with Ken Hinckley's jacket that he's wearing?
The Indigenous one?
Is it an Indigenous jacket?
Yeah, so it's okay. Part of the Indigenous
Academy. How come he's
Academy?
The only one who's wearing it?
The other coaches have them, but he just, I guess, is colder because he's balder.
Yeah. He's very bald.
Fair enough.
Wrinkly.
Yeah. And also,
I never see Vossie wearing it.
Yeah, yeah, because you got to.
Vossie doesn't have to.
He just wears a hat.
Yeah,
haven't sure seen his fucking head in years.
You know what else he wears?
Hat and a glove.
Yeah. Fucking hell. But yeah, no, it can make sense because like with testicles, you got to keep them quite temperature controlled.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's got to keep the jacket on. Otherwise, he'll stop producing sperm.
Here's the thing. Collingwood are terrible because they're terrible.
In his head.
But when they needed to win, Port Adelaide lifted and guys like Ollie Wines and Boak had enormous last quarters. And
well, Port Adelaide rolled into 3-quarter time with 4-8.
Yep.
And their final score was 8-11.
It's disgusting.
Yep.
Makes me sick.
Yeah.
If I barrack for Port Adelaide, I would not be happy with this.
Yep. Jacob was
get
not-
Jacob on the phone. Jacob, you fuckhead.
What the fuck, Jacob? Also, where's our invite to your wedding?
Look, this it's weird because it's a 1-point game. But there's not.
That's it. That's what that's, to, that's the
it
only
was
thing to talk
a
about.
Filthy game of football.
Yep. Yep.
Collingwood had no right to win this, and they got closer than they should have.
Yep. Fuck them.
Yeah, and fuck them.
It's almost like recruiting nothing but midfielders for ages, and they're not being able to pay any of them, and not working on your forward line for 5 years. Has finally caught up with them.
Yep, absolutely.
I wish them nothing but the worst.
Yep.
I hope the club dies.
I don't need a waste of wish. It's happening anyway. So.
Next previous game.
Next previous game. An arm wrestle at Giants Stadium where Giants took on West Coast.
My second smoky of the round.
My first smoky of the round.
I tipped it wasn't sensible in the end.
You tipped like you normally do.
Yeah.
With your head.
Yeah. Should have followed my heart.
Got to get hard in the mix, mate.
Should have been like these fucking flat track bullies.
Yeah.
They're dog shit.
And everyone was like, oh, no, Toby Green, the Giants are gone.
That was the thing.
Mumford was in.
Haven't lost a game with that mummy.
Did Mumford play against Richmond?
He did not.
Oh.
He was rested for the Richmond game.
Oh, I hope they rest him this week.
He. So this was Matt Flynn's first win as a Giant.
Love to see that.
So Mumford Flynn kicked his first goal too. And boys, you know it's back. My all-time favorite wrestling move, the mummify.
Oh.
Mummy killed a guy. Fairly, just got him in attack. Like the guy kind of picked the ball up and just paused for a second. And in that split second, you could see on the screen Shane Mumford's eyes light up, his mouth start watering, his dick get rock hard, and then he put him to bed. Just literally just picked him up, put him on his back.
Shane Mumford looks a lot like, if you don't know what he looks like and you don't want to Google him, he looks heaps like Tom Hardy playing Charles Bronson.
Oh, yeah.
But just bigger.
Bigger.
Way
but somehow,
bigger.
Yeah, somehow bigger.
Yeah.
Like if Tom Hardy was playing Bane and Charles Bronson in
Tom
the same
Hardy's
movie.
Tom Hardy's quite short.
Yeah.
So he's probably two Tom Hardys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a big man. Oh, that tackle just reminded me, and I'm only going to do this once, but in the Essendon game, Tipper tackled someone and the tackle looked like he ate him like a snake. He tackled him. He got him like around the thigh, so it wasn't a dangerous tackle.
Yeah.
But the player kind of fell to the ground and went to go handball it, and then Tipper let go of his legs and then like grabbed him higher up. And gobbled him. Just gobbled him up.
Good on him.
It was good to see.
Speaking of Mumford, Mumford took a hanger.
Oh, yeah. It was got about 4 centimetres off the ground. It was huge.
That's a mummy hanger, though.
That's the highest he's been in years.
That's all right. He wasn't a player then, so therefore that video was fine. It's just a fella having a...
Having a good time.
You're having a
good
big crack.
Climbing a mountain.
Yeah. Yep.
Climbing in an unconventional way.
Yeah, yeah. Using his nose to climb a mountain.
Well,
you
got it when you climb a mountain. It's
correct.
Yeah. Hard to breathe.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Not for mummy.
Dom Sheed lost his fucking mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Cost him the game.
Yeah.
Bad. Who did you tackle?
Bobby Hill. And
just,
Bobby Hill then went back to goal.
Drove his head into the ground.
Yeah.
No
game
reason.
By 50. Goal. Game over.
Uh-huh.
Jesus Christ, Dom Sheed.
Dom Sheed was, I think what may have happened, and it's not forgivable because he still cost him the game, is Dom Sheed was everywhere in the last quarter, but he wasn't quite making an impact, and I think he was getting very frustrated.
Yep.
But what the fuck, Dom Sheed?
Yep.
Just like an idiotic move.
Where was that Iceman ability of when you nailed that goal? That's what needed to happen there.
Well, I mean, like, he was cool under pressure. He just buried this guy's head. He was like, all right, that's all right. Someone's going to do something. Rubbed his face into the dirt.
I don't know how big the crowd was there. Sounded fiery as fuck in the last quarter.
It did sound rowdy.
Yeah.
Sean, would you say there was a big, big sound?
Huge sound.
Where was it from?
Whatever the fucking lyric is, the west of the town?
That's right.
That's it. There we go. Haven't heard it for a while. Haven't heard it since 2019. flashbacks.
Yep.
Not good ones.
But yeah, huge effort by Giants. And the fact that they were able to do this without Toby Green, promising.
Or a bunch of other players.
Oh, yeah, but like to lose Toby Green on top.
To lose their talisman and win.
Mm.
They got Haynes back. He's a gun.
Yep.
Next game. Previous game.
Next previous game. One of the other games that was decided by under a goal this week, which, again, very glad that Essendon wasn't part of this game.
Nah.
Fremantle took on Sydney.
My first Smoky of the round.
Big, big Smoky.
This is a huge Smoky, a much bigger Smoky than your... second previous Smoky.
To be fair, this Smoky, is it as big a Smoky? Because when I think about it, you should have backed Freo.
Yep.
Everyone, because it was their first game in front of a crowd at home for a month.
They love it over there.
They do.
Yep.
I tell you what though, Buddy, anyone who's like Buddy should retire, shut the fuck up.
Buddy is 37 goals away from 1,000.
He's going to get there.
He's got time this
he's
year.
He kicked 6 and 1 from 70. Vintage Bud. Magic time. He loves Optus Stadium. Loves kicking bags at Optus.
Yep.
6 goals is a lot of goals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say it. I'm not scared.
Yeah.
It's peeps. Do you know what? It isn't a lot of goals.
That took courage.
Yeah.
1 goal. But if you're on that 5 and you haven't kicked a goal in 100 years.
Oh, it was a filthy goal.
And then you kick the ugliest, dirtiest goal that puts your side in front and is the winning goal.
You take it.
Captain's goal.
He's not going to miss anymore.
Nah. That's it.
So
that's it.
2
that's
goals,
big.
15.
He's going to win the Coleman.
From here.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you know who loved it?
Who?
Mumford. Mundy.
Oh,
he was not near 5. He was further away. As soon as it went through, double fist in the air, very happy. Because I think they know that he'd be. That's hard, you know, when you got the yips.
Everyone would know.
Yeah. Yips are gone.
They would all know. Good on him.
Every one of these goals that I saw watching this game seemed like a fucked goal.
Yeah.
Like every goal seemed like it was on the run or absurd.
Mm hmm.
You got Buddy kicking 6 at one end, lob kicked 4 at the other.
Yep.
I think Tabner's injured now.
Yeah.
Real shame.
What is it?
Ankle.
Yeah. I read he might play.
Yeah, not the dreaded syndesmosis.
Because he's a gun.
Yeah. And is that the sound of Optus Stadium being a bit hungry again?
It was licking its lips.
I am scared.
No, Buddy fed it 6 goals and I went, not this week.
Yeah. Charlie's the one who's going to be shit. Charlie Dixon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, though, I don't know if they're going to be that interested in old
Limp Dick.
Yeah, Limp Dick, yeah. Jim yeah. Dixon.
He wants full penis.
It's waiting for 2 meter penis.
Oh, no. Oh, next week.
Quick.
Peter. Fucking hell.
Be sore. Don't play.
He's going to have leather poisoning on his foot from kicking so many goals. Exciting game. Not particularly that worrying for Sydney.
Nah,
they'll be fine.
No, yeah. They will be fine.
Yeah. Well done, Freo.
Good on you, Freo.
Previous next game.
Yep.
And this.
Do you know it won't be fine?
Jesus Christ, St Kilda. What the fuck? Also, Western Bulldogs. Sometimes when you watch a team just flog another team, it's not exciting. It's very boring. Puts you to sleep. Love watching Western Bulldogs, even though they won by 111 points.
They might be one of the most entertaining sides in the business.
Oh, they clearly are.
The entertainment business and business is booming for Bevo.
Norton, 5 goals, 4. Bontempelli, 4 goals, 3. Jack Bruce, Josh Bruce even. Jack Bruce. I'm making up players. That's how excited I am. 3 goals. Waitman, 2 goals, 2. Cheekiest fuck around.
Oh,
it's fucked.
On the back of kicking goal of the week last week.
They only kicked 6 goals in the last quarter.
Not happy with that?
I think it's a real coward move. So too was kicking, I think, 3 in the first quarter.
Yeah, they kicked 3-5 in the first quarter.
Should have been 10.
They then kicked 7 goals, 5 in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Then they kicked 5 goals, 3 in the third quarter, and then 6 goals, 5 again in the last quarter.
The weakest part of their team, the back line, was huge. Just did not let St Kilda get anywhere near it.
Essendon kicked more goals than the Doggies this week.
See, it's, I don't know, it's between the Bulldogs and the Bombers. They're our best hopes of a 200-point win.
They are.
Yeah. And I don't know if Bevo's got the courage to do it for 4 quarters.
I think the issue is that Bont seems like a good boy,
yeah,
and he's the captain.
Yeah.
If Libba was the captain, every week they'd win by 200.
I think you're right.
Because Libba would be like, let's ruin a man's career.
Let's ruin 22 careers.
If every single Western Bulldogs player for just a couple of weeks can just do the bare minimum to win, but let Libba have the game of his life so that there is a chance that Libba wins a Brownlow, that would be great.
Fucking hell.
Imagine that speech. He couldn't make a speech. It'd be too dangerous because he'd be flying.
Oh, it'd be good.
I would be worried about what would happen to the crowd.
I would hope
he would take it off the air.
If he won, he would get up there and they'd be like, how's the field wearing the Brownlow medal? And he would be like, I've just won the PGA Masters.
He'd roll in with a gold jacket.
The TV would go static for a minute and then they'll just do like a replay of his dad's acceptance speech when he won the Brownlow.
But they've just like CGI'd Libba's hair and tattoos on him. Actually, if Libba won a Brownlow, he'd just do his old man speech.
Yeah. Tom, what you said about Bont has been the good boy captain, I think you're right. He's got like an Oz kick thing to him where it's like if they get up by 100 points, then he's like, oh, no, let's try and get that defender. Let's try and get him a goal. Let's pass it around. He's got that sort of energy.
Which I like.
Apple must have that because 13.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Apple's got that energy.
Yeah.
I know that there are some teams, captains that don't have that energy. And Sean, I think both those teams are sitting in this room. Dane Zorko does not have that energy and neither does Joel Selwood. They have, if it bleeds, make it die.
Yeah.
Open Joel Selwood's like, Joel Selwood's like, yeah, everyone could kick a goal. Or Hawkins could kick 12.
Guys, the mission is Hawkins 12.
If I see any shots and not passing to Hawkins.
Although, if your shot gets us to 200, take it.
Yeah, the Dog's great. I can't believe the Bont's going to share the Brownlow with Huey McCluggage.
His last month's Bont has been absurd. Yeah. He had, 20-something touches or 30-something touches?
He's the best player in the AFL, isn't he?
And he could kick 7.
Is he the best? I think he's the best.
He's
26
Who's
touches,
better than him?
4 goals, 6 tack. Oh, that's another thing that's going to absolutely fucking kill St Kilda. I reckon that the Dogs
out-tackled him,
but not even just like out-tackled them, murdered them.
I think, I'm trying to think of, but here's the question though, Sean. Yeah. When you say best, like, there are defenders who are amazing. who you could say are some of the best players in the AFL, St. but aren't going to get the accolades that a Bont gets, you know?
St. Kilda landed 48 tackles.
What did the Bulldogs land?
74.
Brett Ratten did not mince words. He said he's dropping people.
Yeah, but for who? He talked about how he's got players in good form in the VFL. Who, mate?
Who?
Who?
I don't know, mate.
I've seen, I don't know St. Kilda well enough, but I've seen like three or four names get mentioned, and they're all players that have already come in after embarrassing losses this year and then been dropped again.
Well, it's funny because.
What do you do, mate? Where do you go?
And also, because they tried to moneyball it, but they're a disgrace to moneyball.
Yeah.
Well, they tried to moneyball, but also the worst kind of moneyball. I think you actually summed it up beautifully, Sean. You said they're like Brisbane in 09.
Yeah, okay.
They overachieved and then topped up.
Brisbane in 09 made the finals, won a final, and then got knocked out. This is Vossi's first year as coach.
Yep.
They thought, oh, we're fucking flying here. Topped up. They got Favola. They got Matty Maguire. They got Xavier Clark, Staker. And then they won the first four games of the next year and then lost, like, you know, nearly all the other ones and then were shit for 10 years. St. Kilda has got a bit of that energy.
bit of
topped up.
Carlton 2013.
Yeah, I just, the list, like, it doesn't look as good as other teams, does it? Don't know.
They're missing some very crucial players in Gresham and Marshall.
Yeah. There's just things like Hanbury and Brad Hill just aren't panning out.
He had a couple of good weeks off halfback, but then the issue is when he's not. The thing about Brad Hill is he's not a player who is a go and get his own ball.
Yeah.
He needs, the reason he was great at Hawthorn is he had Mitchell and Lewis and those guys feeding him the ball and he could tear it apart.
Yes.
Same when he was at Freo, he had good inside midfielders. I guess the hope was if you could get Steele, Hanbury and Crouch fit on the ball, they could feed it to Hill. Hasn't panned out.
Yeah, the problem with Hill. I think they offered him 900, yeah? Is that his deal?
Yep.
Somewhere in that vicinity. He's not a 900 player. A 900 player is like a Bont.
They paid overs for him and for Hanbury.
Hill, yeah, big time.
It's yeah.
There's a lot of salary cap fucking getting chewed up down there.
They fucked it. And speaking of fucked it, next previous game, yeah. Melbourne fucked it.
Wow, up by 16 points. 5-6 minutes to go.
Yep, looked home.
Looked home. Cooked it. They let Tex Walker kick the winner.
Big finish. One of the most fucking chaotic ends to a game I've ever seen.
I didn't watch this. I was driving back from the Geelong game and was listening to it on the radio and I forgot
dangerous
how chaotic radio is.
You what station?
Just SEN.
Yeah.
So not. I didn't go Triple M because that would have been
fuck those cunts.
Too big. Yep. But SEN was
too big.
Like there was a few people like on there. Blighty was on there. He was losing his mind. Just going, how is that is a free kick. Every day of the week.
Yeah.
And then I watch the TV commentary, and when that deliberate isn't called deliberate, Jason Dunstall and I think
Gary Lyon
and Hutto.
Yeah.
What's that? What's it going to be? And Gary Lyon's just
like
very
a pause for 3 seconds.
Gary Lyon very quietly goes, deliberate. Yeah, deliberate. What? And then throw it in.
Oh!
They go off their nut. Now, the AFL has come out and said that should have been paid deliberate, and it should have been. However, yeah. Melbourne should not have been in that position.
What do we think about this coming out and over? It's weird, but I also understand why they do it, but I don't know if I like it.
I don't necessarily
you
love
don't
it
want
either.
To come out and comment.
Like, yeah, I don't know, because like...
It doesn't do it. You can't... It's like when they came out with that Sydney one and they were like, Jeremy Cameron should have had a shot because it was 20 metres. And it's like, that's nice to know. Do it when it actually counts.
Yeah.
And they came out and did, you know, the Blitzarves one.
Yep.
I'm with you. Weird. They only come out and do it when it's like something in the last minute.
It's something that's cost the game, basically.
Yeah. Whereas there's like probably so many more worse decisions in the first quarter.
And I understand and that you need to be like, so like, hey, umpire, yeah, this was the wrong. Like the Umpires Association needs to be like, hey, you made the wrong call here.
Yep.
But don't make it public. It just seems weird.
All it does is make people hate umpires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, I knew it. We were fucking wrong. Yeah, I'll kill you.
I think Melbourne can like formally go to the AFL. Please explain. Clarification.
But to be fair, and Goodwin, get that clarification. Goodwin didn't go. Every time they tried to ask him about it, he steered away from it.
It's because they get fined.
Yeah. But also I think he was like, we were 16 points Hardwick. Up and we should have won.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair enough.
I think is really the point.
Remind me to talk about Hardwick.
Well, we'll get to him.
Oh, actually, I think we're about to get to it. Because
can't wait to eat some fucking tiger brains.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway.
So, yeah, congratulations, Adelaide. Melbourne are now 9-1.
Yes. Dropped to second.
Yeah. Dropped to second, which is funny to be undefeated.
All the way to second, and now they play the other team that is basically undefeated by one.
Yep.
yeah, that'll be fucked because they'll stay second regardless. By regardless, I mean when Melbourne lose next week to Western Bulldogs, they stay second.
Then they'll drop the week after.
Yes.
Yep.
Geelong jumping into second. Or Brisbane. Yeah, remind me about the Hardwick thing because it's not important yet, but we'll get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Tom.
Previous next game.
Bit of a dirty game of football.
But again, you don't mind dirty when you win. Mm. And in the end, we actually won pretty comfortably.
Yeah.
But
question, Tom.
Before you ask me a question, can I do one nice positive thing?
Of course.
Fucking one of the most perfect days for football I've ever seen.
Oh, it was fucked.
I was in my reserved normal seats for the first time all year with all the people that we know.
Fancy.
It was fantastic.
Milo?
No Milo ice cream.
Don't tell them, do they?
Did have an egg and bacon, a homemade egg and bacon roll before we got there. And it was, Terrence, you've outdone yourself.
Oh, that's pretty good. Did he bring them to the footy?
No, we had them before we left. Okay. Because we're on them fresh.
Yeah, fair enough. They should do.
Not sure how you have one.
Yeah. What did you have at the footy? Anything?
Just some delicious hot chippies.
Oh, great.
Yeah, good choice. Yep. Great footy.
No donuts?
No, I thought about a donut, but had got a message from my girlfriend saying that she was making donuts at home. And I thought,
didn't bring any in?
You reckon there's any left?
That's
I'm messaging her right now.
Yeah, that's frustrating. That's frustrating to hear.
Hey, there might be some.
What kind of donuts? Just now that we're in donuts.
Just like glazed plain donuts.
Yeah. Okay.
Fuck. Fried up in some oil.
Oh, I can't believe this.
Oh, fresh, delicious.
This is bullshit.
Anyway,
Joel's got the phone out.
What was your question, Nashal? Before we get into the game,
I didn't see much of this game. I just heard. Was there like 20 ball ups in a row to start the game?
It took, I think it was 5 or 6 ball ups before a centre clearance.
That's fucked, mate.
So basically what happened was Geelong came out pretty strong to start with and then Gold Coast just locked the game up, just repeat stoppages.
Yep.
It was a real scrap. But once they started to fatigue, we just started to fire a bit. Jezza kicked 3, Hawkins kicked 2, Rowan kicked 2. The two big shames out of the game is Mitch Duncan, who was playing unreal footy, got knocked out.
Yep.
Completely accidental. Holman got suspended for 2 weeks, but they're challenging it as they should the person who should be suspended for that tackle, boys, is not Nick Holman. It's not Mitch Duncan. It is Sean Higgins for doing the weakest shepherd. He hands the ball over to Duncan, looks at Holman and kind of like flaps his wings like a bird trying to fly, and then just watches as Holman runs past him.
Yep.
Put your body on him.
Yep.
You're the reason Duncan got knocked out.
He wanted to go on and get the handball back.
He wanted the handball back.
Yep. He's a disgrace to the name Sean.
Well, it's okay, man. He doesn't spell it like you.
Yeah.
He's
fucking lucky.
He's a Sean. He's
one of those cunts.
One of those ones.
Yeah.
There was lots of things I love about this. Tom Stewart continues to be unreal. Jack Henry, fuck, I love him. He had some great stuff where he just covers the ground so well, gets to the right spot, and then just punches it 10 rows back. He set up a great goal where it was like 2 kicks to get to a shot on goal. The funniest thing about the game, though, boys, every time Zach Tui took a kick in, people started to clap him like a fast bowler running into a wicket and chanting Torp. And when he went for a drop punt, there were not boos, but kind of like, oh.
That's good.
Did you do a Torp?
He did not. And he was asked about it after the game. Isaac Smith was doing like a roaming through the rooms and was like, now, Tui, what was going on there? Why don't you break the Torp out? He goes, look, I'm really worried about it because what's going to happen is I'm going to go for a Torp. Everyone's going to see it, get excited, and I'm just going to belly it. And I'll never do a Torp again, and I'll be banned from kicking them.
So saving it up for the grand final.
And I've got some new evidence for you, Sean, that the rehabilitation of Jeremy Cameron is in full swing.
Here we go.
Stuck around for a little bit on the sidelines because there was a kid with a drawn picture of him with Jeremy Cameron kicking the footy. He got down there, posed for a photo, signed some autographs for the kid, like high five with people, and then went into the change rooms. And I learned that his post-game routine is he has 2 meat pies after every game of footy.
That's pretty good.
It's okay.
One for him and one to just offer as a token.
Correct.
For forgiveness.
Yes.
It's not bad. Speaking of post-game routines, did you see Aaron Norton? Has he strawberry Nesquik? And they gave one to Hamish.
It's good. Yeah. It's good.
You after you kick 5 goals, you deserve a strawberry Nesquik.
Yeah. What they said to, because they were interviewing Libba, and they were like, what's Aaron Norton drinking? What's that pink that pink liquid he's drinking. They called it something funny. I can't remember. And he goes, oh, it's just Nesquik. It's just milk.
I love it.
Yeah.
Dogs are the most fucked team.
They yeah, are. There's a lot of quirk. Yeah. Down there. Yeah.
They've got three players named Bailey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 years ago, it would have been like, not a name.
Yeah. Three guys. And they all play like, they all look completely different.
Yeah.
Like some, like a lot of Jacks at St. Kilda look like Jacks.
Yeah.
They all look like different people.
Mm.
They don't look like a Bailey, any of them, except maybe Bailey Smith.
Yeah.
One last thing before we move back to the previous next game.
Yeah.
Quinton Narkle has been thereabouts a few times, had a pretty good game against St. Kilda, but faded. In the third quarter of this game, Cam Guthrie was off for the whole quarter due to a shoulder injury. He came back on, thankfully. Love him. So midfield had to step up. One man did, Joel Selwood, as he always does, had 39 touches. Just wound the clock back.
Oof.
The other man who stepped up, Quinton Narkle, 34 touches.
Whoa.
Was in fucking everything.
Sparkle.
Lightning, sparkle.
Yeah.
Keep going, son.
That's good.
Lock him in.
And just on the off chance that there is a Gold Coast Suns supporter listening, Hugh Greenwood played the fucking game of his life.
He did. He really did.
18 disposals, kicked a goal. 16 tackles.
Fucking hell. Yeah. He's been good for them.
But there's that was the sort of game. It was just tackle, stoppage, and then we'd get a little bit of a run on.
Yeah.
King kicked a fucked goal over his head in junk time, and it was silent.
Yeah.
Because there was only about 10 Gold Coast supporters there, and they were down by 40 points.
How did Tuke Miller go?
He had an okay game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next previous game.
Carlton took on Hawthorn.
Yeah, who cares? Cup. Next previous game.
Oh, yeah, big time. Hawthorn, you are
Joel.
Dog shit team.
Joel. Next previous game.
I feel like I said all I needed to say.
Yeah.
Next previous game. Before we get to the next previous game.
The
last previous game of this round.
Bookended prime time.
One thing I've started to find myself watching more and more is the AFL.com.au/the AFL app panel show, The Round So Far, hosted by Mitch Cleary
and
Kane Corns.
Volcano.
Oh.
It was slowly growing on this podcast.
Well, because I think.
Slightly?
Big time. Strong. His stocks have risen a million percent.
Sean, did you ever think that you would be saying that you loved Kane Corns?
I don't love him, but I'm beginning to circle the drain of respect.
Because one thing that I've realized is, like, you just need to one thing that's helping a lot is Essendon keep playing Sunday games.
Yeah.
So Kane doesn't have to say anything about the game.
Yeah.
Except, like, all he said this week was just, like, you expect Essendon to be significantly she was like, Essendon should be way too good for the Kangaroos today. And I was like, yeah, all right.
Huge
and
praise.
We were.
Yeah.
But just, like, there's just some things he just will not have a bar of. But, like, again, we've said it before. He just throws stuff out. Like, what he's saying is, like, intense. But he just says it like it means nothing.
It's with the cold eyes of a shark.
Yeah.
Because Mitch Cleary was like, so Adelaide have beaten Melbourne. You said you need to see more of Adelaide before you comment on them. He's like, yeah, I'm still not impressed. And, like, yeah, they beat Melbourne. And he's like, yeah. Yeah. I don't know what you want me to say.
Sometimes Mitch is like, he's like, Kano. Kano's like, I said what I said.
Yeah.
Move on.
He's got a scary kind of vibe to him. He'd fit right in at Scaredy Boys, a podcast with new episodes on every Friday.
Yeah. Great show.
Tom, Sean, Damo, and Mitch Cleary.
No, we want Kano.
We want Kane.
Yeah. We want the volcano.
Kane's scary, yeah. We get on and we just review how scared of Kane we are.
We review volcanic eruptions.
Yeah. Just his cold, dead-eyed reviews of teams.
Yeah. So yeah, he was just like, he basically said, and like, he didn't say it like this, but he also didn't dance around it. He was basically like, Adelaide are still shit. Yes, they beat Melbourne, but they're shit.
Yeah.
And Mitch was like, but
it's perfect, Mitch.
I like Mitch Cleary.
Oh, the pitch
it's
of that.
It's such a weird pairing of people.
Yeah, it's good.
And also because, like, when you put Kane Corns on, like, the Sunday footy show where there's, like, fucking seven other fuckheads, he, like, goes, like, real controversial sometimes and just says crazy stuff. Yeah. But when it's just him and Mitch Cleary, he just says, like, he's just like, yeah. So, like, when he was talking about the Brisbane-Richmond game, which happened on Friday night, he was like, yeah, people keep talking about Richmond's injuries. What about Brisbane's injuries?
Yes.
And then he was also like, there is heaps of other teams that have key injuries to key players, yet we keep talking about Richmond.
Yeah.
Why? And then he was like, cut to Damien Hardwick saying something. He's like, I'm sick of this.
Yeah.
He was like, Dimmer's doing a lot of talking and they're just coming across like sooks. The AFL have given them everything they want and they're still complaining. There is no room in this for such a sookie team.
Yep.
Mitch Cleary also was like,
I love the use of sook, being a sookie team coming back into the vernacular.
It's great.
Because of Kane Corns. But that's what they're doing. They're having big whinges every week.
Yep.
Things aren't going there. They sooked it up when they won last week.
Yeah,
they sooked it. A huge game.
Sooked it up at halftime. Something about the umpires. Mm. Then Dimmer tried to walk it back after the game. All smiles.
Nah, not really. Did you actually watch him?
I only saw that clip.
If you read that, it sounds okay. Like, he's fine. He's loaded with sarcasm. They go, what do you think of the umpires? And he's like, loved it. I loved it.
Yeah, fired I saw up. Him.
He's a cunt.
Yeah.
Sick of him.
Let's talk about Brisbane.
Yeah.
Let's talk about.
One by 28 points.
How good.
We've lost to Richmond. We lost, I think, 15 times in a row. We've now beaten them the last two times. I love it.
Curse is over. Fuck Richmond. Good.
Richmond are really sooking it up because Brisbane are like getting aggressive on the field and like getting in their face. And I love, there's a lot of Richmond talk back and they're all like, oh, can't fucking wait to round 18. We play you guys again. You guys are fucked. And it's like, Richmond, you talk a big game, but you said that last time when we beat you in the qualifying final. We did the same tactics. We got in your face.
Yep.
We got fired up. And you were like, oh, we'll get you next time. Well, you didn't.
Richmond last year got in everyone's faces.
Yeah.
And now they can't hack it?
I listened to Volcano on the radio today and he's talking up Brisbane again. And he's like, yeah, but the thing is, Richmond say that and it's like, when they play him in round 18, Brisbane will just have to do the same thing again. It's like, if this is Brisbane saying, you pushed us around forever and we're sick of that shit now.
Yep.
Now we're like strong enough and good enough to take you on. And I love it. I love to see it. The confidence is huge. Zach Bailey, 4 goals.
Oh,
the Rat King.
Rat King.
Fuck, some of them were so good.
And who was your leading possession getter?
Who was it? Jared Lyons? Zorko?
Yep.
Oh, the magician. Special K.
Special K.
You should go into the business of fucking inspiring, like, you know, motivational speaking, mate. You fired him up. He's great. In the absence of Lachie Neal, his leadership, I've been really impressed. I've been pretty impressed. He kicked a good goal on the run too. Love a captain's goal.
Yep.
Delicious. Jared Lyons.
Sean.
We talk about McCluggage, right? Jared Lyons could win the Brownlow. He just quietly goes about it, though. He got the 10 votes from the coaches, I'm pretty sure. McCluggage was awesome again. I think he was the best player in the first half. Hipwood kicked 4. Love to see it.
Sean.
Yes.
Can we talk about two of the best moments in football?
Go, mate.
First one, Jared Lyons.
Okay.
Tackling Dustin Martin.
Oh! So Robbo talked about this. He said during the week, they've come up with some strategies, you know, to take on the don't argue of Dusty.
Yeah.
And a lot of the Richmond players. Like a bit of a chop thing they're doing.
Yep.
Jared Lyons is the perfect example because Robbo did one.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't come off if you tried it again. He basically put his arms up in the air, jumped in the air, and then just jumped on Dusty. Got him cold. Yep. We got him 3 times during the game.
Yep. Uh-huh.
The Jared Lyons one was perfect because he put the arm out, and Lyons just did like a fucking judo chop, slapped his arm down, and then just got low and buried him.
Yep.
Fuck, it was good.
Do you know what? I tell you what, if there's a quick
comes team, all around.
If there's a quick team that's playing Richmond in maybe the next week or two, and they're looking on what to do. Maybe they should watch the footage of this game.
Oh, it's great.
You're just going to see it training all week. All the Essendon players just running around doing karate chops.
Hey,
but they went for his bicep.
Yeah, great. That's the move.
They waited. They got close.
Yep.
And they didn't rush him. They waited for him to go the don't argue. And the minute his arm went up, they win his bicep.
That's what happens because people panic because it's him and they just freak out. And that's how he does it.
If you go for his hips, he's too quick.
And then smash it. He wasn't expecting it.
No.
He'll have to change the way he plays a bit now.
Oof,
and that's huge.
That's
like
big.
That is massive. Stasevich played on him in the forward line. Didn't concede a goal. Make the motherfucker an All-Australian back pocket.
They're talking him up.
He's killing everybody.
He's being talked up now. He's
the most improved player in the AFL.
He's had, I think, in every the last however many games he's played,
He's
had 3 goals kicked on him.
Yeah.
No one's kicked more than 1.
He's the fucking best.
If we're talking about big moments, though.
Yeah.
Someone kicked a goal and went fucking beast mode, Sean.
He only calls himself?
What?
After the game, calls himself the barometer.
Yeah, I love it. He's like, I'm the team's barometer.
I love it. People are getting like...
I love it.
We love him, but he's copping a lot of shit, mainly from Richmond people. They're like, oh, the arrogance, like, you know, have some respect. And it's like...
For
do
what?
Do you want to take... Like, he's a good character. Do you want to take that out of the game? He got excited. He kicked a goal and he celebrated.
He was getting in and it was working.
Well, sorry, how do we know that? So he took the mark right and he and Baker had some words, went back, kicked a great goal and then had some more words. How do we know Baker's not been a cheeky cunt to him all game?
He also got into Dusty. He got into everyone.
Dusty came up after him and like, I don't know what he said, but it was like, come on, mate, sort of thing. It's like, Dusty, shut up, cunt. Fuck. Richmond are very entitled. Richmond should take this as a compliment. Team, like, we're all very excited to beat them.
Yeah.
Get the opportunity to beat the best. This is great.
Yeah.
Matho, barometer. Jimmy Madden, the Irishman.
What a goal.
He's the quickest player in the AFL.
Yep.
He's got the record for the 20-meter sprint. He got it, and they just had no chance. He kicked a beautiful goal.
He got a meter on.
Yep.
And whoever he was
Wayne
on.
Wayne Carey in the commentary and BT talked about how awkward his kick is. Fucking beautiful kick.
Kicked a goal.
There's nothing wrong with that kick. Irish players have great kicks. They don't have bad habits.
They also
just come in and kick it.
They also change direction with their kicks beautifully. Look at the way Tui and like O'Connor and Ty Keneally back in the day can go this way and then decide, actually, I want Hanley. The ball to go. McKenna.
Yeah. Like, rest in peace.
They love that shit.
Enjoy their, football heaven.
Fantastic. The commentary was infuriating.
Yeah. You know who belongs in football heaven?
Who?
Pickett.
Oof.
He's a sub. He's not. I don't think he's AFL standard. And I didn't think that before he tried to kill Starcevich.
Mm-hmm.
If that had been another player, he probably would have got more than 1 week because Starcevich is pretty tough. So he came in, clotheslined him, got him in the head. And then it's the action of like throwing him to the ground like a ragdoll after. And what I loved the most is that the first two players to run in and try and fight him were Jackson Pryor and Dev Robertson, who have played about five games each. Flying the flag, and I love it. Brisbane, they're doing really well. We've got just as many injuries to key players as Richmond do. That's all the talk. Richmond, they're depleted. Brisbane are missing six players from their best 22. And if I take Jack Payne out of that, five of them are legitimately like first 18 players.
I think every team, bar maybe like Melbourne and the Bulldogs until now, are missing. Well, no, even the Bulldogs.
Dunkley.
Brisbane are missing four or five. Geelong are missing four or five. Yep. Port Adelaide are missing four or five.
Yep.
They're all missing.
Essendon are always missing at least 10.
The Giants are missing.
Doggies don't have rucks at the moment. They're missing English, Martin.
No Dunkley, no Treloar now. Wood's been out for a while. McLean hasn't been able to get in. And you guys are missing four or five. Like, it's just someone was like, oh, you know, we're talking up Richmond's, lack of injuries. They've had the exact same injuries to the similar players the last 2 years. Trent Cotchin hasn't played a full season since 18.
Yeah, you know.
2019, he missed 5 weeks. Last year, he missed 9 weeks. Shane Edwards missed 11 weeks last year. Prestia has missed 7 and 8 and 9 weeks across the last few seasons.
Can I ask you, which team out of all of them talks about system the most and how their system gets a job done?
That would be Richmond.
So when you're missing a couple players, get on with it. I looked at their list on the weekend against Brisbane. 18 of those players are premiership players.
Yep.
So shut up. Shut up, and I'll see you in round 18. I hope Beast Mode's playing. It's the first time I've really valued his role in the team.
Yeah.
I get it now. I respect him.
Oof.
Love you, Beast.
Fucking hell.
Has he won himself a new deal?
I think so.
Good.
He's good for footy.
Again, I'm so sorry to bring this up, but one thing I did notice in the Essendon North game that I've been noticing recently a bit.
Joel, you can come back to them as many times as you want.
Mate, they won by 70 points.
Hey, if I hear a hint of Geelong.
One thing I've noticed in the last couple of weeks, and he's been doing it probably for ages, but it's just become more and more apparent, is Anthony McDonald Sipamwodi, when he tackles people, has no regard for sometimes doesn't even have a regard for like trying to tackle them. He's just like, I'm going to throw myself at this person. Like he runs through tackles sometimes. Yeah. So sometimes you just see like a scrappy ball play and an opposition player going to pick up a ball and then just Tipper just like flies across the screen. Just, it's fucked.
Good on him.
And he runs and he runs and he runs and he runs.
Yeah, but like he's just like, I'm worried he's going to get hurt because he just doesn't care about his own well-being. There's so many times he just ends up in like a ball on the ground because he's just like cannonballed into someone.
Yeah, every team needs that though. Like you've got, the reason Matho's important is that Robbo's not going to be there forever.
Robbo's been very good.
And he's got to pass the mantle on to somebody. Yeah. There's got to be a new Ram and I think it's Reece the Ram Matheson.
Yeah, there was a stat, Robbo is up 7 disposals a game on average since Neil's gone out.
Yeah, that was a huge stat.
Yeah.
Must be playing more on the ball.
Yeah, must be.
Was definitely getting more of the ball. I would say 7 more touches per game.
Yep.
One other massive thing is obviously Brisbane won at the Gabba. Mitch Robinson celebrated by going home and then streaming on Twitch where he was playing Call of Duty, and the comments section of his video was just going fucking mental.
Was he playing with Beast Mode?
No, I don't think
sometimes
so.
Sometimes he does.
Yeah, he plays with him, Cam Rayner, and there's someone else that is always in
Charlie Cameron,
as well.
He also plays with sometimes.
Someone called in to the radio to talk about Matho because he was copping a lot of shit from Richmond people. And they were like, oh, my son played with him back in the day and he played with Darcy Parrish because they're best mates.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said they're best mates, but on the field, Matho tried to kill him every time they played. That's just how he's always been.
Yeah.
Just like picks the best player And he's like, I'm going to take them down. And then off the field, nicest guy in the world.
That's that whole thing with him and Joel Selwood that time.
Yeah.
Had that massive little fight. And then apparently afterwards, Joel Selwood was asked about it. And he's like, he said, it was so bizarre. I had this guy on my back the whole game. The minute the siren ended, he shook my hand and told me that he respected me.
Yeah.
And I'm not used to that.
He's a good boy. Yep.
He's just a bit nuts.
Yep.
Love it.
Should we take a look at next week?
Let's do it.
Prime time.
Friday night. Jesus Christ. Cool. Western Bulldogs take on Melbourne.
Juicy Western Bulldogs.
Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, I think the Dogs get it.
I think they might win by like 30 points.
Yeah, I think 22 points. I reckon if you're the D's, bring Mitch Brown back.
Ben Brown did not do well on the reserves.
Yeah, true. But Wiedemann didn't do well at AFL level.
Who cares?
Bulldogs.
Yeah. I mean, don't waste the Brown brothers on this.
Bulldogs.
Next game.
Yep.
Collingwood take on Geelong. Geelong.
Can I just say this is indicative of where Collingwood are in their lifespan at the moment? This is 1:45 on a Saturday. Traditionally, a Geelong-Collingwood game would probably be a Friday or a Saturday night.
Definitely. Geelong.
2:10 Saturday afternoon. Brisbane take on Giants.
Brisbane. Dangerous. Dangerous.
Oh, big time dangerous.
Big, but I think.
But Brisbane.
You're not that team.
Yep.
That gets ahead of yourselves.
Oh, I just threw up looking at this one. St Kilda take on North Melbourne.
What time?
4:35 on Saturday.
Oh, prime time.
That's junk time, that one.
Oh, jeez.
I don't even care.
It's hard to tip.
That's a very hard one
I
to tip.
Honestly think North Melbourne might win, but...
It'll be St Kilda. They'll bounce.
Oh, it's at Marvel.
Saints will win really, like, big.
Yeah.
And they'll lose by 100 points next week.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
I don't know if North are going to cop two massive lot. They probably will. Both teams should be deflated as hell.
Yeah.
Well, I guess North Melbourne scored 69 points. So, like, that's a score.
Yeah.
It's a nice score, Saints. You might say.
Hey.
Hey.
Gold Coast take on Hawthorn. Oh, my God.
Gold Coast.
Saturday night at Optus Stadium. West Coast take on Essendon. Boys, please protect your legs and your dicks.
West Coast. Sorry, Joel.
No, it's all right.
They're desperate.
Joel.
I believe.
No, he doesn't.
I do. Bombers.
Oh, he's a dumb cunt. Oh, I didn't say it was a clever tip.
Yeah.
Essendon. Ooh. Yeah, but like, imagine. Maybe 2 metre Peter kicks fucking six.
Jesus Christ.
Tip is quick. West Coast looked very slow. Dom Sheed's lost his fucking mind.
Yeah, true.
Although, I think Yo might be back.
Yeah, Dom Sheed's had too many free beers after that grand final.
Every time he goes out in WA.
He's polite. He seems like a good boy.
He has not paid for a beer for 3 years.
Sunday, Richmond take on Adelaide. Richmond.
Where?
Here, MCG.
Yeah, Richmond. They'll be angry.
Adelaide.
Okay.
No, mate.
You're a maniac.
I am.
Tom wants to lose the tipping worse than anyone's ever lost a tipping before.
Let's go, Tex.
Sydney take on Carlton.
Sydney.
And Port Adelaide take on Fremantle at Adelaide Oval.
Port.
They'll bounce back big.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Joel.
Tom.
We got any emails?
We got a couple. And we got a very suspicious one that I'm going to get to soon.
What do you mean a suspicious email?
A suspicious email,
Spam?
Tom.
Spam?
No.
Okay.
We've just heard from someone that's been often referenced on the show. And it's a big email. But we'll get to it.
Okay.
All right, this email came in just after we finished recording last week. And we have replied to this listener. But I think, Sean,
yes,
is worth sharing with the greater How Good's Footy community. Because this email is titled The Dilemma. And this is from Dean. Hey, How Good's Footy boys. I'm a relatively new listener and I've been loving your stuff. So I figured you'd be the perfect people to help me with my dilemma.
Dangerous choice, straight out of the gate. Yep.
I'm currently waiting in hospital for my first child to be born. And whilst this should be a most joyous occasion, there's one damning thought that's plaguing my mind.
Yep, name it Gary.
Who will she follow in the footy? I'm a Melbourne supporter, but my wife is a Richmond supporter. Yeah. On current AFLM and AFLW form, Melbourne is the better team. But am I just dooming her to years of disappointment like I've experienced my entire life? Should I concede and let her join the Tiger Army? Any help on the matter would be much appreciated. Love your work, boys. Dean. Sean replied, Dean, this is huge information. We discussed your situation and we're all 100% behind the Demons on this one. Richmond have had their run. They'll fall off a cliff soon and then your daughter will have to suffer through barracking for a shit team on and off the field. As for Melbourne, it's starting to pan out. Get your kid along for the ride. One other idea floated by Tom is that one parent chooses her name, the other chooses a football club. And I, Kano, will be honest. Let your partner pick the name. Football club is more important. You can nickname that kid whatever the hell you want, but you can't make her go for a second team. Congratulations and good luck. The How Good's Footy Boys. Dean replied, thanks for the words of wisdom, fellas. I knew I should back my instincts because you're absolutely bloody right. Names last a lifetime, but footy is forever. Appreciate it, boys. Go D's.
Oh.
Dean, congratulations. I hope everything's well with you and the mother and the child.
Yep.
I hope whatever their name is doesn't matter. I hope they're enjoying. Whoa, I know. First Daisy. Experience they got was a loss.
Call the kid Daisy.
Call the kid Daisy. Nah, just call the kid Barassi.
Oh.
Just call the kid Ron.
Yeah, it does suck that the kid's first game was a loss.
Yeah. Maybe that's maybe the perfect experience as a Melbourne supporter,
that's
though.
True.
Yeah. First experience in life is disappointment.
Yep. Makes the good times taste better.
Next email is from John. Hello, footies. I'm currently sat here hungover on a Sunday morning.
Clearly.
I haven't seen my stepdad yet, but he's a Saints supporter, and I'm a Dogs guy. The main thing I talk to him about is footy. Do I just try and avoid him for a week, or purely talk about how Tex and Buddy are going for a few days? Thanks,
fight him.
John.
Fight him.
Fight him.
Yeah. I hope you fought him in the backyard, and I hope you won. John. I hope you channeled your Waitman. Just gave him a big cheeky grin when he walked in. Didn't say a word. No, actually, I hope you didn't say a word. Just gave him a big smile.
Just makes you think of Hot Rod. Fighting your dad in the backyard.
All right, and last email, and this is huge. And this is from frequently referenced person, someone that Thomas claimed doesn't listen to the show. This is from Dennis. So, subject, hello, I am a real person. And this is from Dennis McRealman. Sorry for the late tips. I had trouble with this damn computer as I am an older gentleman. I tipped Brisbane by 28. Carlton, Geelong, Adelaide, yes, I know, bold. Footscray, Fremantle, Giants, Port, Essendon. Kind regards, Dennis McRealman.
Do you want to know something hilarious?
That was you?
Dennis tipped Adelaide this week.
Oh! Tom, I know. He just emailed us.
Fuck. Boy, that is a big email.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that's the typeface. So it looks exactly like how Dennis emails.
To be fair, it does.
Thanks for emailing in, Dennis. And yeah,
we'll see you in a couple of weeks, mate.
Anyway, Tom, if you want to find us.
Yeah, if you also want to send us an email claiming to be Dennis McRealman.
claiming?
If you are Dennis. If you can guess his tips accurately, like this person almost did. well done. You can send us an email at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com or find us on Twitter at howgoodsfooty or individually. I'm at Orkutrade,
Carney from 55.
And I am at douche13. Boys, 72 fucking points.
Boys. We haven't done three in a row.
Roast Trinity, Trinity.
Oh, fucking hell. Fucking hell. Fucking hell.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.